Bo Lamora is joining me now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about more about who you are and what you do in just a few minutes. But just explain for our listeners who aren't familiar with him about who your father was.
My father was a novelist, quite well known from about the middle of the 20th century, hopefully until now. And he wrote 91 novels and about 250 short stories.
He had roots here in southwestern Colorado, or he has a connection, rather, to southwestern Colorado. He has had a property near Mancos. Does he still have that?
Yeah. Dad first came through this area in the 1920s when he was just a kid, and always remembered it quite fondly. And when I was a child, I was obsessed with steam trains, and he decided that he had to bring me here and let me ride the train to Silverton. So in the 1960s, we came to Durango and kind of fell in love with the place. In his case, sort of re-fell in love with the place and stuck around. We came back every summer for a very long time. Towards the end of my dad's life, he finally accumulated enough money to buy a property. The property out near Mancos, and which the family still owns.
What do you like the most about this area?
Oh, I don't know. You know, now to a great extent, it's just the kind of our tradition in coming here, and it's sort of a second home. In the old days, I used to really love the. Just the fact that Durango was really held on to a lot of its Western heritage until not too terribly long ago. You know, you still had quite a bit of ranching and mining and guys who were getting up early and doing work like that. And I don't know, I always liked being around those kind of people, and so did my dad.
So let's get back to more about what you have done in your life. You have carried on your father's legacy by producing some audio recordings of his work. What does audio convey that print might not?
Oh, audio is a fascinating medium. It's actually one of the only arts where you can sort of reach out and have physical contact with the person who's experiencing it. I mean, you're it's kind of a funny thing to say, but you're actually having contact with their eardrums, which is which is physical contact in a way. Obviously, movies do that to a certain extent, but I've always enjoyed that. It also is somewhat like fiction writing, in that instead of spelling everything out for the person who's appreciating the art, like a movie will show you everything that you are seeing and tell you everything you're hearing, audio at the most just lets you know what you're hearing. So your imagination is engaged in ways that it's not in movies. I've always found it to be a very intriguing area.
Talk about other parts of what you do in your professional career. I understand a lot of that does involve managing the estate of your father, but what are other things that you do?
So in the beginning, I started out doing the audios. That was before my dad passed away. Once he left us, a lot of my business was reorganizing his business into what in the book industry we call a backlist business or something like that. The backlist is all the old books, and since we no longer had my dad producing a new novel or several new novels a year, we had to do the most with what we had, and so I reorganized our business to do that. And for a long time, I've worked a lot with the artists that did our covers and the copywriters that wrote the copy. I've written a good deal of the advertising copy over the years. Also, edited a lot of my dad's work that had not appeared while he was alive, and have rewritten some of it. And with this new project that we have coming up, or that we have out right now, have done a lot to present that in a manner that hopefully people will find as entertaining as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to talk about that because you'll be sharing some of these writings at the Cortez Public Library tonight. What's an example of one of them?
Well, I think an overview of the project is probably something I need to do. I need to tell you about first.
Sure.
So it's called Louis L'Amour's Lost Treasures. It has several different sort of prongs to this particular project or series. The first is a new book with material that nobody has seen before, which is called Louis L'Amour's Lost Treasures, Volume 1. And these are unfinished stories. They are also, there are some finished things in there in treatment form, which a treatment is a description of the project that an author does to try and sell it. There's also in Louis L'Amour's Lost Treasures Volume 2, which will be out in the future, there's a few unpublished, but finished short stories. I have, in this book, also tried to lay out as much information as I know about these stories, why they were unfinished, how they might have ended. I try and make it as intriguing a mystery and an adventure into discovering what my dad was up to as possible. Some of the pieces are quite long. I think the longest unfinished piece we have in Louis L'Amour's Lost Treasures Volume 2 is almost 300 pages. And I don't think any of them are shorter than a chapter or two.
Okay.
So they all have some sense of what the story is going to be.
Hmm. So I'm curious, you say they're unfinished as you publish them. Does that mean they simply don't have an end, or is there something that you do to reflect on the direction he might have been going, as you were mentioning earlier?
If I can figure out what the ending would have been, and a lot of times Dad left notes behind or an outline or something of the sort, I present that and try to, you know, hopefully help people, you know, recognize what this project would have been like and how it might have ended and what all is interesting about it.
What's different about publishing a book? You mentioned your process and what you're writing in this book, but how, on a deeper level, is it different to publish a book that isn't, you know, it has unfinished stories rather than some, say, a novel that the story wraps up? What do you have to keep in mind?
Well, I think that the most important thing for me to keep in mind about doing this is Louis L'Amour's Lost Treasures Volumes 1 and 2 they're full of fiction, but they're actually works of nonfiction. They're books where I, as Louis's son, am trying to discover what was going on in his life and how these different writings explain how he worked and what he was doing at different times.
Hmm.
And so they are an exploration of my father's life, and I think any reader in looking at them will note some very kind of wonderful, mysterious things in there and some very revealing things about who he was. One of the important things about unfinished material is generally what an author cannot finish is the most ambitious stuff he ever tried to write. And so you really get an idea of where Louis wanted to go with his career and the various kinds of things that he wanted to do. But these two books are not the sum total of what is in the Lost Treasures series. There is also, I'm going back into 40 or so of his long-published novels, classic novels that a lot of people know and love, and I'm adding a postscript to each of those, which sort of does the same thing. It tells the story behind the story.
Mm-hmm.
It illuminates what he was doing when he wrote these books and whatever I know about them. The whole project, in a way, is sort of like a biography of my father's professional life. A more personal biography will follow sometime in the future.
Uh-huh.
But this is sort of the first stage of getting to that, which is getting his professional life covered and sort of out of the way so that I can concentrate on the more personal material.
Mm-hmm. So in just a few seconds that we have left, what has been your main takeaway from exploring all of these writings?
That my dad was working on a lot of fascinating stuff that I had no idea what it was when he was alive. I had no idea how interesting it was, and I had no idea exactly what it said about him and what his aspirations were. It's been an incredible look at what he was all about and things that I may not have appreciated because I didn't know them about him.
Beau L'Amour is the son of the author Louis L'Amour. Beau, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.